Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
You're listening to The Voice of Pittsburgh. This is KDK Radio 1020. I'm Larry Richard.
And good morning. I'm Kevin Battle. If you want to request your mail-in ballot, you have until 5 p.m. today. That is the deadline to request your mail-in ballot, 5 p.m. today. You know, a lot of the ballots that were mailed out, 29,000 of them here in Allegheny County, there was an issue with them. And it was a big concern for a lot of people, as you can imagine, 29,000 ballots with some sort of an issue on them. And that has been resolved, Larry.
And joining us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is the Republican candidate for the United States Congress District 18 seat held by Mike Doyle. Luke Negron is on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Luke, good morning. Welcome to KDK Radio.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for having me.
You teamed with another congressional hopeful in Sean Parnell in challenging the issues that you foresaw here in Allegheny County. What were the problems and what's the resolution?
Yeah, you know what? So it was a real shame to see that Sean and I had to be the two carrying this banner, both as the challengers in our districts, me in PA 18, which is Pittsburgh in the South Hills, him just next door to the west of us, because this should have been a bipartisan issue, right? So first what happened was we challenged because we started this seeking bipartisan oversight, meaning both Republican and Democrat oversight, at these unprecedented satellite voting offices, which serve the sole purpose of collecting votes. So we wanted poll watchers to be available for both Democrats and Republicans to have a fair and free election for all of our voters and to honor all of our voters. And then it really shifted. Unfortunately, the courts denied that. Luckily, we do have only 1 weekend left of those offices without the bipartisan oversight. And then it shifted, though, when, as Kevin mentioned, we did have the government issue 29,000 incorrect ballots. So this, again, was no fault of the voter. This is the fault of the government and the company that they kind of commissioned out there. And we needed to ensure that the method of handling these 29,000 incorrect ballots really fed into, you know, a fair and free election and honored the voters. Now, 29,000 is a big number in one county. To give that some perspective, Donald Trump won PA by only 40,000 votes in 2016. So 29,000 votes that might not be accurate or might not be counted or might be counted twice is a huge number. So to give you what we shifted our focus to then, as it stood before we intervened, incorrect ballots were sent with candidates in the wrong district. So I would be listed as a candidate in perhaps Sean's district, and Sean would be listed in my district. And what they wanted to do before we intervened is to say that if no corrected ballot was issued, the incorrect ballot would be counted as a write-in for that candidate in the wrong district. So we didn't like that. We got that struck down. And then also the method of challenging these incorrect ballots, it was really insufficient. That's something we were able to optimize on behalf of the voters. So that's the nuts and bolts and kind of the 50,000 foot view of what we were able to do.
So what's going to happen with those ballots now? Well, I mean, how is that going to be rectified?
So now there are three methods of counting them that we have been able to make public, and those things that I just listed were challenged and struck down and changed. So the three methods now that they have are if only the incorrect ballot was received. So if they were not able to reach the voter and give them a corrected ballot, then they can vote for the candidates in the appropriate in the place that they the district that they legally were allowed to vote in.
Why now, I have a question, Luke. Go ahead, finish your thought.
Go ahead. Oh, sure. So then I'll give the other two options, right? So the other one is if a corrected ballot was received, then the corrected ballot, which the county has issued, is going to be the one that's used. And if both a corrected ballot and an incorrected ballot were received, so the voter mailed in that incorrect one, again, by no fault of their own, because the government sent them the incorrect one, and then they got the corrected one and mailed that one in, then the corrected one is what would be honored.
Okay, that was my question to follow up, and you answered that. So, Luke, why do you want to be a United States congressman? And for those that don't know you, who is Luke Negron?
Yeah, look, I'm a 27-year-old Air Force veteran. I've spent a lot of time in the private sector as well as the public sector working. I believe that I have an understanding of what the working class goes through today. I believe we have a problem with elitism in politics. Sadly, I think that's a bipartisan problem that certainly my career politician opponent, Mike Doyle, almost 30 years in the same exact office, certainly represents. And I believe that there's a big difference between a statesman and a career politician, and between citizen leaders and Washington insiders. I think we need to return to a place of citizen leaders, people who grew up alongside us, who understand what we're going through today. And I believe that that's something that I can offer. I believe that's something we see a lot of, actually, in this new draft class, so to speak, of congressional nominees, and that excites me greatly.
Negron2020.com is your website if people want to learn more about you. Your goal is to unify Pittsburgh and reclaim politics. What would you do for taxes? I mean, what's your view on taxing?
Yeah, you know, my optimal tax plan is a flat tax. I know not a lot of people talk about this anymore, but I look at the tax code and I say it. Not only is it too complicated, but it's also something that really squelches economic growth. If you look at these progressive taxes we have, I think a flat tax, or it's also been called a proportional tax, is the simplest and most fair way to proceed.
Luke Negron, Republican candidate for the 18th Congressional District on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Appreciate your time, Luke. Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen. Have a great morning.
And on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.